Back to the Coach's Corner. This is the final week. Once again, just reminding everybody, the last week of Coach's Corner for football as the postseason gets underway this week. And I am pleased to be joined by Daniel Goodman. Blake Cripps here filling in for Alex Benzagala on this Tuesday. Emporia High is on the road facing a traditional power, the Salt Hawks of Hutchinson, on the road as Emporia High coming off of a defeat as they battled with number 3 Junction City on Friday night. They fell to the Blue Jays 28-6. Coach Goodman, boy, in the first part of the game, you guys were step for step with Junction City. Appreciate your time. What do you feel like allowed them to maybe wear you down? Maybe that's not the right word, but eventually kind of pull away gradually from you guys as the game went on?
You know, I think, they're a very talented team. They're a very good team. And I won't, I'm not going to take anything away from them. But I think a lot of it was we just shot ourselves in the foot, which has kind of been the tail of our season at times. We played really hard. Our guys played extremely hard Friday night. I was so proud of them for not going out there and just rolling over. I mean, they competed as hard as they could, and they played as hard as possible. But I think it just, we had 2 bad snaps on some punts that got away from us, which flipped field position. We played 42 really good minutes of football, and then the 6 minutes in the second quarter, the last 6, is kind of where it snowballed, and they were able to score 3 touchdowns in that time. And then we just had bad field position all second, all the second half, and a couple holding calls, as you know, in our offense. If we get behind the stick, it's bad for us and what we do. So a couple ill-timed penalties, and like I said, those snaps, and hats off to Junction City. They're a very good football team.
Coach, when you talk about an inexperienced group, or certainly one that it's inexperienced to winning, how much of the growth comes from knowing how to shorten that amount of time when you have, in an amount of time in a game, you've got, 60 minutes, and making sure that maybe that 6-minute period is only a 2-minute period, or maybe it's just one play? How much of that going into next year is going to be shortening that amount of time and increasing the amount of time that you play well, which certainly you've already done this year compared to last year?
A big part of it is learning how to win. And those are things that when you start, like as you said, we've narrowed the gaps in a lot of our games this year, which is helping us get closer to learning how to win. Winning is the ultimate cure to learning how to win. Which obviously we've done earlier in the season and just been right outside our grasp as of late. And just getting guys to have confidence. I think some of what we've done this year to this point is learning to be confident in our ability and not to just, we're playing the logo on the side of a helmet. We got to be able to go out there, play our brand of football and play hard and not let bad things happen, snowball into multiple bad things, like you said. And, we have done a better job of that. Than early, it's ebbed and flowed, but I think there's moments where our guys, like I said, we look like we are ready to compete and challenge teams that historically, maybe not historically, but in recent years we haven't been.
Ben Collins, 28 carries, 107 yards. You certainly have been banged up like many teams can be this time of year, but how encouraging is it to see some guys come out for you and get some experience and get some reps that are hopefully going to pay dividends for you next season?
It's very important. Like Ben obviously started the past 2 games at that B-back, fullback position for us and has done unbelievable. He just gets better every day in practice too. Like just the excitement for him. And he had a touchdown too, and he just runs hard and he plays. We've had to get him off special teams because 2 weeks ago against Spring Hill, he played every single snap except for maybe 5, offense, defense, and special teams. And then, you got Cale Claiborne getting valuable reps at quarterback. For us, Noah Roadcap started for us at safety as a freshman and played, he didn't play like a freshman. And then Cale Bloomquist had to step in as well and start for us. And he was, hasn't played a lot of varsity snaps, especially defensive varsity snaps up until Friday night. And, just having those guys step up in a big game against the number 3 team in 6A, on the road and not be exposed is huge because, obviously we got to get ready to beat Hutch, but these kids are getting the experience that it's not, mop-up duty. It's experience in games that are close and mean something.
Daniel Goodman, my guest, head football coach, Emporia High, final coach's corner for the Spartans this year. You know, I'm filling in, obviously, so I'm not as in tune, but I am in tune with some other things that I know you still are in tune with. So I'm going to ask you here, because this is my time and I'm doing the interview, darn it, so I'm doing it. I got to ask you about Coach Higgins' 117th win. You're a big part of a bunch of them. Can you just talk a little bit about Coach Higgins and what that means for you as a former Hornet coach player and to see it, Coach do that in such a dramatic fashion this weekend?
You know, it's special. Coach Higgins, he means more to me than, you know, our relationship has grown, and that man has done so much for me in my career and as a human, as a person, as a father, as a man, just teaching me how to do things and just watching him work every day tirelessly. And, you know, it's just special when somebody who's put in so much time at a place that means so much to him, you know, he's able to get that record. And I shot him a text, and, you know, he knows, it's just all, you know, I, as you can tell, I'm at a loss for words for how special it is.
Man.
You know, especially with it being it was a freshman quarterback. His last time was Braxton. The kid was wearing number 15, which was Brent Wilson's number. I just thought all that was funny. You know, but it's just special that someone like him who deserves it. And, you know, like I said, I think he's probably the most underrated coach in college football. He's one of the best out there at any level, regardless. And, you know, obviously I can be biased, but, you know, that's my feelings towards it.
I'll let you be biased, and hopefully he'll be that Jameson will be one of those next Braxton or Bradens or Brents, whoever it is. Well, final thing, you said, hey, let's get ready to beat Hutchinson. I know you've got a lot more game film to get studied here this week, but going here on a Tuesday at least, how do you feel like the Spartans are going to try to get that done? What's the game plan going in to take on the Salt Hawks?
You know, for us, honestly, kind of piggyback what we did last week, which is just get back to the basics. You know, we got to get back to our basics and who we are. There's times that I feel like I went too far out there for our kids, and I did us a disservice by not just focusing on us being us. And, you know, again, it's just back to the basics, block hard, run the ball hard, don't turn the ball over, and then tackle well defensively and keep everything in front of us, which I was really pleased with against Junction City was – you know, that was the first game out of the last four that we hadn't given up a whole bunch of explosive plays. Junction City had to earn everything against us Friday night, and, you know, they did. But if we could keep continuously to build on that and create one or two more turnovers and takeaways and not have the errors that we had in shooting ourselves in the foot, you know, again, game plan just dig on the basics and attack it and have the effort that we had Friday night.
And we will have that game for you right here. It is a 7 o'clock kickoff on the road at Hutchinson. We'll have it for you right here on KVOE. Coach, best of luck. Thanks so much for your time and participation in all these reports this year. We really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you very much. Go Spartans.
And don't miss Coach Goodman coming up on Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by longbinato.com. That'll be coming up on Saturday. We'll have him in our first segment about 8:25 coming up on Saturday. And our Emporia High Coaches Corner all season long has been brought to you by John Newland, Nextech Wireless, and by Miller Granite Memorials, right here on KVOE, live and local.